know why you need a string.
This is one method that the Mefarshim on Mishle get, how they get their commentary. And the example that we're going to show is from is going to be in Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. That's chapter 14, verse 24. Okay? Now, it says, the Pasuk says that the crown of the wise is their wealth, and the foolishness of the fool is his foolishness. So the question is that the two sides don't match. One is talking about the wealth, and the other is talking about foolishness. And foolishness is very universal. Okay, so it's that is the question that all the Mefarshim are dealing with. Rashi says that what are they rich in? They're rich in Torah. And then when he learns the second half, he says, what's their foolishness? He says that they're lazy from learning Chachma. Okay? Now the question is, where did Rashi get that from the universal term foolishness? The verse says that the foolishness of the fool is foolishness. So he says, what is their foolishness? Is that they're lazy from Torah. Where did he get that from? That's a very particular idea. So the question is, where did he get it from? Okay, to understand where Rashi got it from, you have to understand the structure of every pasuk in Mishlei. Every pasuk in Mishlei has two opposites, pair of opposites, and a subject. Okay? Now, once that is true, and one is a universal, so Rashi held that therefore the particular of the first half tells me how to interpret the universal into a particular so that it should be opposite the first half. So in this half, in the first half, we have a particular where they say that the wealth of the Chachamim is their wisdom. That's how Rashi is learning the first half. So therefore, the second half must be that the foolishness of the fool must be his laziness to learn Torah. So therefore, that's how he got his opposites. Now, the Metzudas David learns that Osher is wealth, money. And he says that the world recognizes the Chacham, the crown of the Chacham is the world recognizes because he gives charity and he helps people, and he gives to the poor. So therefore, and he gives enough, as much as they need. He doesn't just give; he gives them what they need. The public really sees that. That's his crown. So therefore, what does he do with the fool and his foolishness? So he says that the act of the fool is recognized. Okay, because it shows up. In other words, that which is hidden in his heart, just like in the tzaddik, his kindness and goodness, which is hidden in his heart, shows up publicly by his actions. He says, so does the actions of the of the fool show up the foolishness, the way he thinks, and the foolishness of his heart, and people recognize that, and they recognize that the foolishness is even greater than that, but they don't notice it, and they're just waiting for a situation for it to show itself. there will be a situation where the fool, in any given situation, the fool will act according to his foolishness. So therefore, it's just a matter of waiting for a situation to show his foolishness. So when they see a little bit of his foolishness, they know his whole personality is foolish, and it will show up. Okay? But however, so therefore, you see the first half, because he learns the wealth of the Chachamim is their crown, that people will recognize it. So then, because he has to make the other side an opposite, so even though it just says the word foolishness, it doesn't say anything else. It's a universal term. It could mean any type of foolishness. That doesn't mean what type of foolishness. The answer is that once he interprets what ashram is, what wealth is, what the wealth of the chacham is, so then the other side must be opposite, so the universal of foolishness becomes the opposite, that people will know what's in the foolishness is in him, and if there's foolishness that they don't see, they know it's just a matter of waiting for a situation for it to show up. According to the Metsudos, the subject is that the general subject is that from the actions of a person, you could tell the nature of the person. So a rich, wise person, you could tell who he is because of his kind acts. So the foolishness, you could tell the personality of the fool by his foolish acts. So therefore, the whole subject is recognizing people's, from their acts, to recognize the nature of the people. Right, so the question is that the first half is talking about kindness and goodness. The second half is talking about foolishness, even the foolish. It's still not completely opposite, okay? So he says the crown of Chachmah is that it shows, especially in a wealthy person, it shows up in his kindness and goodness. In the fool, especially we're talking about a ksil in particular, ksil is always a guy that does things that are not nice, that are harmful. So therefore, it's the particular type of fool, the ksil, that he does harmful things, so his harmful ways will show up in his actions, that he's a harmful person and not a nice person. The first half is saying that the crown of Chachmah is his kindness to the poor, to how he uses his money, right? The opposite is that the ksil is a type of fool that does harm to people, that he thinks in terms of harming people. So you see his evilness, his harmfulness in his actions. So you see the nature of that type of fool in his harming, which is the opposite of the kindness of the Chacham. Now the Ibn Ezra, he learns the first half, that the crown of the Chacham is his wealth. It says because he benefits his wealth. It benefits his wisdom because he has time to learn. Because if he has wealth, then he's going to have more time to learn. He doesn't have to spend it working. So it helps him with his wealth helps him with his Chachma. So what's the opposite? The opposite is a fool with wealth will not benefit him, but will break him down, and his wealth will help him do greater foolishness, because now he has the money to do the foolishness. So just like the Chacham, it will help him with his Chachma because it'll give him more time to learn. So the wealth of the, and it also help that he could help people do his kindness, which the Ibn Ezra doesn't say openly, but that's what it means. But the thing is that the same thing on the opposite side, a rich fool, so he learns the universal of foolishness, that it's a rich fool that will show, that his foolishness will show, he'll be able to do greater, he'll be able to do greater foolishness with his money. And that's how the Ibn Ezra learns the pasuk. So you see that the three mefarshim that we quoted depends how they learn the first half, how they learn the second half. They'll learn the second half. The first half, the half, let's put it this way, it doesn't always have to be the first half. It could be the second half. But whichever half is the particular, then the universal will be learned as a particular in the same form as however you learn the first half. And that's what you see from the three Mefarshim that we gave examples of this principle. And to distinguish between the three, Rashi is emphasizing Chochmah in the first half. The Mitzvot David is focusing on how to recognize the nature of the person, and the Ibn Ezra is focusing on the wealth, how wealth affects them. So they're each focusing on a different aspect of the pasuk, and which one they focus on, that becomes the particular, and then they have to have opposites, so then they have to make the universal into that type, the opposite of the first half.